Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Scorpio's talking a day early because I'm going to be on an airplane tomorrow. This time, flying to Florida. Actually, I'll have landed at 9:15 already. I'll be in Florida this time tomorrow, but I'll be looking for the rental car instead of being able to talk to Michael. So here I am, Ann Ortley, broadcasting as an astrologer from my bright red desk in Manhattan on a right before Christmas holiday, and I'm joined by my good buddy, Michael.
Hi, I'm Michael Kohlberg, and I am a psychotherapist, and I work in New York City and in Hudson, New York, and today I am in Hudson.
And today is December 21st, and what's new and exciting for you?
Well, it's the first day of winter.
I know. It happened. The solstice has happened. We've shifted into the long. Well, it's also now the days are getting a little longer every day. A minute a day, we grow.
Yesterday was horribly long.
Horribly long.
So are you saying it's going to get worse?
No, it gets
I'm teasing.
Well, this weekend.
I got it.
This week and next week are pretty intense aspects. This week's are a little harder than next week's, but it definitely is an intense holiday season. We have a Mercury retrograde going on up there. So there's all sorts of things surfacing and coming to truth, coming out. The truth is coming out, and it's physical Mercury. So it's actual stuff. It's paperwork. My recording device has decided to die, which is good. I'll get a new one while I'm on vacay, but I'll have it shipped in and have it before I go back to work next week. But, paperwork misplaced, people lying, people not telling you the truth. But you're going to find out because Mercury's hanging out with the Lord of the Underworld. So he's telling the secrets, and he's telling the secrets from September, the middle of September, and he's telling the secrets from a year ago, last March. So you're getting all sorts of stuff getting told. So watch your ghosts. Remember, Mercury retrograde brings back people and situations from your past and allows you to go in and kind of chat with them and decide what you want to do, clean it up, keep it, learn new stuff, find out things. So we've had all the stuff with the Russian spying, the Russian hacking or whatever. And I did notice it was all the Democrats' emails getting released. But, you know, this is when the stories get told. You know, everything comes out on Mercury retrograde. He is the truth teller. And, of course, he's the trickster, too. So, you know, if someone's trying to trick you, this is when you catch them. Or this is when you figure out they're tricking you. You find, you know, this is when Gwen Stefani found her husband's naked pictures on the kid's iPad. You know, it's just you find out, not always stuff you like, but it is the truth. So the point of it is to pay attention to it and to know it's true. Mercury is telling tales. So, and also we have next week while we're gone, or next week, in the next week or so, we have a new moon in Capricorn, which is all about new beginnings around the Earth level. And, of course, this Mercury's in Capricorn. So it's a physical Mercury, a lot of appliances and technology and communications. Things get all excited. My printer's been acting very crabby. My recording device officially croaked yesterday. So just kind of watch your equipment stuff and see what happens. And then we're also having Uranus station. So we're going to change directions on things. We're going to really feel like we're moving forward because lately we've been going backwards. So it's an interesting week.
How do you imagine that'll play out?
What, Uranus going direct?
Well, moving forwards as opposed to our experience lately of going backward.
Well, the going backward is always, you know, the idea is we never go forward 100 miles an hour. We always have to go back and check again. Whether it's checking to see if the door is locked or if you remember to mail out your Christmas cards. So the retrograde encourages us to look back. But Uranus has been going retrograde since the fall. So a lot of us have been feeling like we've been reversing, at least all of my liberal friends, that like, what the hell? How can we go back in time? And we don't really go back, but we do go back. We kind of, we do actually, you know, obviously, back up and look again, you know. So it's like reviewing what you've done, or it's, you know, you write something and then you re-edit it.
Right.
So we're having that opportunity in our life.
But for the collective, how do you think that we're going to move forward?
Yeah, we're going to move forward.
But how do you think that may manifest?
With a big fiery boom. because Jupiter is opposite Uranus, so we're going to have an explosion. And then we're going to have a, okay, we're done with this now, time to go. Because Saturn, you know, the planets that right now in the heavens, there's a trine in fire, which is why we've been having all these fires, where things just like Sag Harbor burned down last week. We had Oakland fire a week ago. So we have this grand trine in fire, which we have until November. So that's, of course, we had a drought, and we're going to have a lot of lightning strikes this year, so there's going to be a lot of fires. We had Gatlinburg burned down, et cetera. So that aspect is very active this week. It gets fed air. So people are, that are on fire really take off, right? They're going to get much more fiery. And so we've been feeling a little stuck or frozen, or some people have been depressed. Now we enter into a positive movement, and we go, okay, let's get this show on the road. Let's get everything moving forward again rather than retreating. So it makes everything go quicker. Then there's a T-square, which is shooting energy out into our emotional space, trying to get things to grow there. So we're having a big growth spurt. So it's a shooting forward, a fiery, passionate yow, fire getting fed a bunch of oxygen, which makes it flare, and then a whoosh of energy to get us doing stuff. So it's big, not always pleasant, because the planets are arguing, but we do go forward with a giant vroom. So that's the good part. The bad part is it might, you have to hang on to your hat, because it is going to go zooming forward. So does that make sense? Did I help there? Explain it?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm joking.
I love you, Michael. But yeah, we've been going backwards since September, so we start going forward again. We've been dealing with things from the past, and now we go, okay, we're going to go forward now. And it's big among creative people because Uranus is going forward. So I just got a thing in the email called Indivisible, where they published, you know, how to impact Congress and how to form groups and get people to pay attention. Back in the, you know, in terms of the bigger picture, the bigger cycle, this is when ACT UP and GMHC formed during the AIDS epidemic. This is when Voice of the Catholics formed during the priest pedophile stuff. So now we're going to have people forming coalitions because of the perceived abuse of power.
Well, so what I have to say about that, and it's related to, I think we talked about this on air, that letter you got from somebody who's your client about the difference in beliefs.
Yes, Natalie.
And her, I mean, I thought about that a lot.
Her friend.
Just her, it seeming unawareness of how she was doing exactly, to you, exactly what she was complaining you were doing.
Oh, that's a different letter, yeah.
Not Natalie. No.
No, Natalie tries really hard to...
Yes. Yeah.
She's always self-checking. Yeah,
this is the silent majority person.
Yeah.
And it's extremely important to not get sucked into that conversation. And it's really hard. Anything that creates more space between you and other people is not the way to go.
Right.
If the whole point is that we're at a place on this planet where we absolutely have to understand that all of the actual threats, not the man-made threats, but the actual threats are to all of us. And we need to collaborate so that any gifts that are present in the collective, individually, have an opportunity to be used to create solutions that benefit all of us. And there's so much. Everything is blaring all the time, be it music or the news or television programs. It's about numbing us to nihilism.
Right.
And I remember there's a movie that perfectly captured the deadness of how I was feeling a long time ago. And I hadn't thought of it in all these years. And yesterday it came up and right in front of me, I was looking at something, Woody Allen's Interiors, mm-hmm. where things could not be bleaker. And I forgot what it was exactly, but they were picking up Mary Beth Hertz, who had gone nuts in Chicago. I think that this was accurate from the Interiors. And anyway, so they put her in the car, and then she rolled up the window, and the window was dirty, and I couldn't breathe, and I had to keep walking around in the back of the movie theater. And I mentioned it to a therapist I was seeing, and she said, every therapist got up and did that. You might have gifts in that area. It's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of stuff meant to numb us. And it's not helpful to engage. We have to find ways of not being further split apart from each other. Mm-hmm. I was telling Anne before the show, and I don't want to go into the specifics about something pretty grotesque that I was part of over the past week, and I intuited that it was happening, and then really it couldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. You know, it just was like, why would someone do that? So I just kind of put it aside. But I got sick, because I mean, I knew it was happening. Mm-hmm. And yesterday it became extremely important. It was something that couldn't be put aside. And someone was helping me. And this morning, very early, I got an email saying that they had found what was missing. And in fact, what I'd seen and thought might be happening did happen, but it, in the end, worked to our benefit. So I feel assaulted. But my job is to put it down, like let go, do not have a tug of war, put it down. And absolutely go inside and start chopping any possible energetic link there is to that situation. So when something's not working for you, put it down.
Right.
You can go back and reexamine it, but do not stay engaged right now, because you need your energy. And if ever there was a time where it's really right there that we're supposed to connect with who we are as souls inside, now's the time. And that's a lot of being, not a lot of doing.
Right.
So that would be at odds with every single thing that is being broadcast.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right.
So it's fine to form groups, mm-hmm. but the groups have to be doing something. The point of them can't be to protest something.
Right. They have to be going towards something.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that's the hard part, because it's easy to engage in the argument, or it's easy to engage in the, it's easy to find, to fall into the whatever, as opposed to saying, okay, what's the focus here? What am I really trying to accomplish?
Right.
You know, what is that? And it has to be pro whatever, you know. You're trying to help the world. You're trying to help climate change. You're trying to do your best life. You're trying to, because the idea is we're all here to do something, and if we do our best at our chart, at our, you know, knock our chart out of the park, so to speak, and say, okay, this is my path on Earth. This is what I'm doing.
Well, right now, I think that forget climate change. Forget any cause. Right now, it's a lot if you focus on, I at all costs am going to do my very best to keep my heart open. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about
anything
else. Don't even
worry about the job. Just keep your heart open.
Keep your heart open and trust that the opportunities will put themselves right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because were I to spend my energy advocating for climate change,
uh-huh.
It would be a waste. I'm aware of it. I do what I can energetically, but I don't have gifts in that arena, and I'm scientifically kind of limited. So that's not my role.
Right.
Going and standing in state capitol while they did the electoral college, not my role. But a bunch of stuff did come up, and they were smaller things, but they helped people hugely.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
A couple things with clients. One of was simply they needed to feel seen. Someone else, it was way out of my arena with them, but I was able to get them three excellent referrals for different aspects of the same issue.
Right.
So that they're covered and they felt seen. Just little things where you close a circle so that there's love.
Mm-hmm. And so that the ends connect.
Yeah.
Kind of think of it, we're frayed at the ends. And when you put the two together and then you wrap them around and you put electric tape around them, you've reconnected them.
So as it would play out more concretely, so going back, and I have no idea what the person's name was, and I don't want to know, who wrote, that they went after you because of what they said was your proselytizing.
Mm-hmm.
And took, said we're part of the silent majority. Well, you got to end it. And the way to end is please don't be silent anymore. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end.
Right.
It's impossible to have one person play tug of war.
Mm-hmm. Right, you both have to be in it. Yeah. Well, what we decided to do, because we had a confab here at the office, we're gonna write a very nice little note when we get these emails, so I don't expend energy on them and thank them for writing. And saying, you know, this is what I believe my job is to be. And, you know, they can choose to read the astrology and skip the politics. But my column, I get to put what I want to in it. So they can skip it if they want. And, you know, their free will. My free will. Love you. Goodbye. And,
well,
and something like that.
And it's,
you know,
important
that everybody gets to have their voice.
Well, and it's important to note that you always claim ownership of your opinion and keep that separate from how you see
the astrology. Yeah. Well, I try and use the world events as an illustration because some
of how you came to your opinion.
Yeah,
but that's different.
Well, no, I say this is the astrology, and then here's what you're seeing in the world. Here's the astrology, and then, you know, somebody says something to me, and I go, well, that's the chart, and they go, is everything in the chart? I'm like, yeah. People talk their charts all the time. And we're living in the world, which has an energy to it, and we're experiencing that. So then you just pay to what you tune into. Are you tuning into the Indians in Standing Rock? Are you tuning into Syria? Are you tuning into your parent dying? You know, what are you turning into? And, or, you know, one of my good friends popped a brain aneurysm, you know, and went to a basketball game, and it was a picture of, like, a bunch of the guys I went to college with and her in it, a bunch of the people I went to college with. It wasn't all guys. And then the next day she's in the hospital with a brain aneurysm, third die, third are paralyzed or have some big problem, and a third are good. She was out to lunch with her daughter and her friend, and they took her to the hospital. So she's going to be home for Christmas, but, you know, like, the fact that one of my peer group can pop a brain aneurysm was a little shaky, but it's also like, wow, life changes in an instant. Pay attention. Pay attention.
Yes.
And that was my refocus, right? And then I got word that a woman who had had cancer, and I'm going to guess it must have come back because she was in hospice, died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was the partner, ex-partner, but they stayed working together of one of my favorite astrologers, Wendy Ashley. Doris Lanai was her partner for many years, and she just passed.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know, and I usually go up there in September, but this year was really crazy, and I didn't, but a couple of my friends did, you know, went up for the weekend workshop, and we're not going to see Dolores anymore, so... but that, you know, she passed peacefully in hospice, you know, and I'm like, okay, so I guess the cancer came back. But I'd go in once a year. I don't not the person I maintain contact with, you know, in the sense. So, yeah. So, but yeah, that kind of stuff. It's an awareness of speed, of time. My sister's going skiing in Austria. So I was like, okay, you know, and I had this little moment, like, don't fall off a cliff, you know. It's not like in America where they label the hills, you know, the same way. They assume you know shit. Be careful, be careful. But I, you know, I can't say that. But I got a hat and a scarf from her in the mail that she knitted for me.
That's nice.
I know. She'd knitted one, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I'd commented on her first knitting, and then I got one myself with a little pom-pom. You know? So I'm like, okay. But it's like it's going fast, you know. It's going fast. But it is going to go speedy once Uranus goes direct. And it will feel like there's a whoosh of fire, a whoosh of passion this week. So just kind of everybody get ready for it. That's going to happen next week on the new moon. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we're off to the races. So, but it is fast. And it does feel like an important Christmas to me, holiday season, you know, like because the Mercury retrograde, it's a lot of it's an awareness of time and passage more so than perhaps other years. So, and of course, Christmas and Hanukkah are the same day, and that never happens. So the little Hanukkah lights are up in my lobby, but they're not lit yet. So usually they're lit before the tree is. So. It's an interesting time we live in.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think you're right. Linking up and connecting and staying in touch.
But mostly with yourself.
Yeah.
Like absolutely connect with yourself so you're taking responsibility for what you're doing is really important. So you're not looking for validation on the outside or taking out how you're feeling on the outside, but because that's not going to particularly help. It's more become curious about how you're feeling because an awful lot of people are excellent people are blaming themselves for how much less functional they are right now. Especially around executive functioning stuff.
Yeah.
And it's including me. And except I started noticing that it's a lot of people. So I wonder what this is. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's not overwhelm. Mm-hmm. It's not paying attention. Mm-hmm. It's something else 'cause of where my awareness is for it. Mm-hmm. And then I started being able to help people. And go, you know, this is what you would normally do to go, oh, God, I can't believe I did that. And that is the lead in to blaming yourself mm-hmm. when you didn't do anything wrong. This is what happened. Mm-hmm. Notice it and go, I'm curious about this.
Right.
Because we don't yet know what's going on.
Right. And there is a desire to rush to judgment that we know it and we somehow did bad. I know Rose was having that a bit. She was like, I wish I'd done this and I wish I'd done that and I wish I'd done. And I was like, well, you know, you did a lot. But she's like, but I didn't go do phone banking in Philly. You know, I could have gone to Pennsylvania and made a difference in the outcome of the vote. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, it's an awareness thing, I think, of where we are. And what we're doing, so there's a lot of.
Well, and for stuff like that,
but the sense of responsibility that somehow she did something wrong, you know, or blaming people. Well, you know, this person. It's like no, it's just this is what happened.
Well, I was gonna just go to what Rose said. It's like I could have gone to Philly and done phone banking and made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's first of all, it's quite grandiose, and I'm saying it in a sweet way.
Yeah.
It's like, I doubt that Rose's phone calls in Philadelphia would have tipped the scale in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, you know. So there's that, right? But more importantly, Rose needs to, I'm using Rose as an example. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Rose.
She's on vacation. I don't think she's going
to
listen to the show.
To sit in, in a place where you look at the entire 360. So this is where I put my energy. This is where I didn't put my energy. This is what happened. I get to choose again now. How would I allocate my resources? Like, is there anything I learned? Because personally, when I do that, when I look not only in what I didn't do, but also what I did do, it often, most often, because of course that's what I chose to do, I would do the same thing again. You know, I only have so much energy, and I did make a good choice. So, you know, it's just most people don't do that. All they do is they look to what they haven't yet tackled or, you know, whatever. But you have to look at the whole thing because you're a whole person and you're doing generally the best you can. The goal is to be able to do better or to be more efficient or to be more fully yourself in the future. And so when you go back, you've got to look at the whole thing. Otherwise, you don't get you get a skewed glimpse, and it keeps you small.
Right. Only keeping you small part is where people are really feeling their I think that's where when you said before, the executive function's missing.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I got up and I could not function. I just felt physically very awful. Like I've never in my life felt like this and like wobbly and stuff. And I had stuff I had to do. So, I mean, I got a phone call that I had to make out of the way, and I did the best I could, but I realized I couldn't do much. So I was able to offer concrete things. That's the best I could do. But I did, it was very important to me, and I did my best. And then as the day progressed, I canceled stuff, which I don't do. And, like appointments that were for me that I'm responsible for, you know, all I just canceled it all. I even asked our neighbors to please move my car for me so I didn't have to go outside. And then at the end of the day, there was a spurt of stuff that made me aware of I wouldn't have had the energy to do it, and it had to happen very quickly, and it was very complicated. So
you wouldn't have had the energy if you'd lived your done your.
I wouldn't have, and I would have gotten even sicker. So, I mean, I did it, and then had no idea whether it was going to make any difference. And then first thing this morning, I discovered that, in fact, it had been the piece of the puzzle that was missing so that somebody else could make something positive happen.
Right.
So you can't always know. But I couldn't do any better yesterday, and I was beating myself up, and I went, be that as it may, I can't do any better. And if this was a friend of mine, I would certainly advise them to take care of themselves. And I just needed to provide that for myself or to notice that I was having a hard time doing that.
That you were having a hard time.
Very hard time providing myself with permission to give myself what I absolutely needed. It has nothing to do with what I want. It has to do with what do I need.
Right. And that is this, is what I need.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, okay, what's that about? But, yeah, it's totally this whole new energy, you know, so, and you had, because you canceled stuff, you had the energy to pull it out at the end, but you didn't know why you were canceling. You were like, why am I canceling?
Well, I can't do this, and there's going to be repercussions for my doing it, but I just went, I don't trust myself driving.
Right.
So, it was what it was, but then it turned out that it was for a reason. But it's my experience is that I'm living in an energy that is, it could not be more dystonic. It's the opposite of my nature.
Right.
So that means, of course, I have to take care.
You got it.
Yeah. It's like if you're deep sea diving and you come up too fast, you get the bends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep that in mind. It's like, what do you need to do in order to not get the bends?
Mm-hmm. Right. Completely.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No
All
bad.
Right. Well, Merry Christmas,
ladies,
everybody.
And Merry Christmas, Michael, and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank
and all
you.
That cool stuff.
Thank you.
May it be a wonderful thing. How's Rachel's job hunt going?
Her job hunt?
Yeah.
I think really well. I think that she's going to be offered stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to be offered a couple things. And I just talked to her very briefly there for a second this morning, and she was coming to a place where it's possible that she's going to wait for something else.
Oh, okay.
That neither of them may be exactly what she wants. So she's good. She's good.
Well, she's hanging in and doing okay. Yeah.
She's a little crabby towards her daddy mommy, but that is to be understood, and
yeah.
She is doing amazingly well.
Oh, okay.
Incredibly proud of her.
Okay.
Very Thank nice. You for asking.
Yeah, no. It's big changes for the whole clan.
Yep.
All right, so lots of love.
And to you.
Merry Christmas.
And have a good flight. And so next week we're off, right?
Yeah, we can be off next
week. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a Christmas week. I mean, I'll be back in town, but I think let's take the week off.
Okay.
Unless we're feeling, you know, compelled.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, lots of love
to you. And to you.
Big hugs. Bye.